And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Lydia Rebine. Lydia's in the studio with us. We're going to talk Madison Public Library activities on this Tuesday. How's you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Paul?
No, I'm doing great.
Good. But I think we scared Maynard, though. We got in here and he was off like a shot.
Yeah, he ran out of here. He's going to a Weird Al Yankovic concert at the State Fair tonight.
Oh, that's right. He was going to be at the State Fair. Yeah. There's some interesting characters this year at the State Fair.
You remember Weird Al?
Oh, yes.
He does a lot of parodies with music and stuff. It's kind of funny. So
yep.
Maynard's a big fan of his, so that's where he is
off
tonight.
To see him. Well, it's too bad it's not tomorrow that the concert is.
What's tomorrow? At the State Fair, you mean?
Yeah, the 28th is actually Library Card. I don't know if that's the actual name of it, but it's like Library Card Day at the State Fair. If you show them your library card.
Any library card.
Yeah. When you're getting your ticket to go in, you get a discount.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
But he's a day early.
Yeah, he's a day early. Well, he's going to be there tomorrow, too. I got to work the morning shift. So.
Well, we'll have to remind him then.
All right. I'll text him. So thanks for coming in, Lydia. And school started, and I know you're busy at the library.
Yes, it's been kind of a shock not to have all those youngsters in there in the morning tearing around. It's going to take some adjustment time.
Right. So, well, fill us in on what's happening at the Madison Library then.
Well, we have just a whole huge list of things going on, even more than usual, actually. Let's see, Deb is going to be teaching a balloon sculpting class, so how to make balloon animals and different shapes out of balloons.
I love balloon animals. Some people are so talented in doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you could sign up and learn how.
Yeah.
She's going to be doing that in Madison, Camby, and Dawson. Let's see, Madison's classes are going to be Tuesday evenings from 4 to 5. That will start September 3rd. It's a 6-class series. Dawson's classes are going to be on Wednesdays from 4 to 5, starting September 4th. And Camby's classes are going to be on Mondays from 4 to 5, starting on September 9th. Like I said, it's a series of 6 classes. So it'll be each of, those Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday nights until it's done. Give Madison, Dawson, or Camby a ring to find out what all of the exact dates are and to sign up. It's a little in-depth, so it's going to be a class size of 10, so you do need to pre-register if you're going to do that. But it's a nice evening class. You could come after work and learn to make interesting things out of balloons. Deb's also going to be teaching an adult online learning class series in Madison. It's going to be a 2-session class, and it'll focus on online resources for learning a variety of skills, and it'll explore a variety of sites that usually don't show up on a regular web search. If you have a library card, you have access to a multitude of online learning. If you do not have a library card and you're going to take this class, bring your driver's license or photo ID and proof of current address, like mail delivered to you by the post office at your current address, a lease, something along those lines, and we'll get you set up with a card because you'll need that for the class. The online learning classes are a great way to refresh or learn skills for a job market that you're interested in, too, so all kinds of possibilities there. The first class is going to be Tuesday, September 24th from 6 to 7:30. And the next will be Tuesday, October 1st from 6 to 7:30. So if you're not really familiar with computers or you need to brush up, you just want to be better at searching, that'll be a really cool class to take.
Okay. Good.
Let's see. Senior Linkage Line is going to be doing presentations for us. That'll be really interesting. The first one will be in September. They're going to present Welcome to Medicare. Participants can learn about the basics of Medicare and their coverage options in Minnesota. This is another one where you do need to pre-register because the class size is kept small so that the instructor can work one-on-one with you. So sign up early by giving the Senior Linkage Line a call. Their number is 1-800-333-2433. This is going to be at all of the libraries they'll be doing this, Camby, Madison, and Dawson. So just give us a call for exact times and dates and get signed up for that.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we're going to have some other presentations, this time by Prairie 5 Community Action. Laura Thomas of Prairie 5, who does the Live Well, Age Wisely column in the papers, if you've seen that before. She's going to be doing a presentation on end-of-life planning. So that will be September 17th, Tuesday, September 17th from 2 to 3 p.m. in Madison, Wednesday, September 18th from 2 to 3 p.m. in Dawson, and Thursday, September 19th from 2 to 3 p.m. in Cambay. Moving away from presentations and back into crafts, I'm going to be doing a class on Tuesday, September 17th at 6 p.m., where we're going to be making traditional Swedish tomt gnomes.
What is that?
Well, they're cute little gnomes. They're, I believe, from a Swedish legend of two little gnomes. They can sometimes be like a Christmas thing, but the way we're doing them, they don't have to be Christmassy. They can be for any season. And we're going to be using all recycled materials to make them, which is really fun to do when you can. So that's going to be, again, on Tuesday, September 17th at 6 p.m. We will have a limited number of supplies. So you do need to pre-register. Call us at 320-598-7938 extension 1 or just stop by the library. Let's see, what else? Of course, we have weekly kids crafts in Madison every Thursday at 4 p.m. Upcoming crafts are going to include hot glue canvas painting, where you make the shapes and outlines. That was a little disconcerting. It looked like my car driving away, Paul. There's a lot of white Equinoxes in town.
I was thinking the same thing. Somebody's driving off with your car.
Yeah, I think I've been robbed.
Looking out the big picture window here. It's not your car.
No, no. I remembered now that I walked. So, okay. We've been derailed, but we're getting back on course. No robbery happening. Kids crafts. So we have hot glue canvas painting and popsicle palette coasters coming up for kids crafts in Madison. And of course, Madison, Cambay, Dawson all have adult book clubs that you can join in on. The next meeting of Cambay's book club is on Tuesday, September 3 at 10:30 a.m. They're reading All Fall Down by Jennifer Weiner. The next meeting of Dawson's club is also on Tuesday, September 3, but they meet at 6:30 p.m. They're going to be reading Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. And Madison's will meet next on September 10th, also a Tuesday, at 7:15 p.m. They're currently reading Murder Games by James Patterson. Okay. Oh, and Madison has quite a few children's coats and jackets in our Lost and Found. I wanted to mention that. So if your kids are missing a coat or a jacket, it might be worth stopping by and seeing if it's theirs.
Yeah.
It'll be the season to need them again.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that shook you up a little bit looking out the picture window here in your car drove by. You recovered nicely, though, Lydia.
Well, I think I should have remembered just to begin with that I walked, but, you know.
All right. Well, tell us what the staff is reading at the Madison Library.
Absolutely.
Always interested to know what you guys are reading over there.
Okay. Well, let's start off with Deb. Deb is reading One Coin Found, How God's Love Stretches to the Margins by Emmy Kegler. Emmy Kegler has a complicated relationship with the Bible. As a queer woman who grew up in both conservative evangelical and progressive Protestant churches, she knows too well how Scripture can be used to wound and exclude. And yet stories of Scripture continue to captivate and inspire her, both as a person of faith and as a pastor to a congregation. So she set out to fall in love with the Bible, wrestling with the stories inside, where she met a God who continues to seek us out, appearing again and again as a voice, a presence, and a promise. Whenever we are pushed to the edges, our voices silenced, or our stories dismissed, God goes out after us, seeking us until we are found, and God is seeking out those whose voices we too quickly silence and dismiss too. Because God's story is one of welcome and acceptance for everyone, no exceptions. I have been reading Tinseltown, Murder, Morphine, and Madness at the Dawn of Hollywood by William J. Mann. By 1920, the movies had suddenly become America's new favorite pastime and one of the nation's largest industries. Never before had a medium possessed such power to influence, yet Hollywood's glittering ascendancy was threatened by a string of headline-grabbing tragedies, including the murder of William Desmond Taylor, the popular president of the Motion Picture Directors Association, a legendary crime that has remained unsolved until now. In a fiendishly involving narrative, best-selling Hollywood chronicler William J. Mann draws on a rich host of sources, including recently released FBI files, to unpack the story of the enigmatic Taylor and the diverse cast that surrounded him, including three beautiful, ambitious actresses, a grasping stage mother, a devoted valet, and a gang of two-bit thugs, any of whom might have fired the fatal bullet. Catherine and her girls are reading Grumpy Monkey by Suzanne Lang. Jim the chimpanzee is in a terrible mood for no good reason. His friends can't understand it. How can he be in a bad mood when it's such a beautiful day? They encourage him not to hunch, to smile, to do things that make them happy. But Jim can't take all the advice and has a bit of a meltdown. Could it be that he just needs to feel grumpy? Suzanne Lang brings hilarity and levity to this important lesson. Karen is reading Dry Bones in the Valley, Henry Farrell, Book 1, by Tom Bowman. When an elderly recluse discovers a corpse on his land, Officer Henry Farrell is drawn into a murder investigation that might tear his sleepy community apart. Bowman's chilling and evocative debut introduces one of the most memorable new characters in detective fiction and uncovers a haunting section of rural Pennsylvania, where gas drilling is bringing new wealth and eroding neighborly trust. And Alice is reading The Lost Girls of Paris by Pam Genoff. Grace Healy is rebuilding her life after losing her husband during the Great War. One morning while passing through Grand Central Terminal on her way back to work, she finds an abandoned suitcase tucked beneath a bench. Grace soon learns that the suitcase belonged to a woman named Eleanor Trigg, leader of a ring of female secret agents who were deployed out of London during the war. 12 of these women were sent to occupied Europe as couriers and radio operators to aid the resistance. But they never returned home. Their fate's a mystery. Setting out to learn the truth behind the women in the photographs, Grace finds herself drawn to a young mother turned agent named Marie, whose daring missions overseas reveal a remarkable story of friendship, valor, and betrayal.
All right, you guys are big readers over there at the Madison Library.
Always, always.
All right, I'll let you walk home. Okay. All right, since your car was...
Stolen, by here. Yeah, yep. Ruthlessly, right in front of us.
So when's the library open and where are you located, Lydia?
Well, we are located on the north end of beautiful old Main Street in Madison, big brick building, can't miss it, on the west side of the road. We are open Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 7:30, Fridays, 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. We are closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch, Monday through Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in.
Always good to be here, Paul.
All right. That's Lydia Rebine with the Madison Library.